Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is Friday, the 31st of July, 2015. Full moon in Aquarius. Let us begin. Today, the moon today is considered a blue moon. Of course, the idea of a blue moon really has more to do with the Gregorian calendar than anything astrological. And so, if in a way, it seems to be artificial. But we would suggest that those who constructed the calendar understood that they were creating something, a skip beat, if you will. If you had a calendar that was in sync with the moon and in sync with the sun, you would have something more akin to the Mayan calendar. You would have exact months of the same size. You would have everything would occur. And if you had a Mayan calendar, you would begin to see and notice how time has a rhythm to it. You see, that was one of the reasons that the Gregorian calendar was brought in, was to bust up the synchronicities, to bust up the idea of figuring out how things work with time. It was believed that if they could keep you ignorant of the structure of time, that you would be easily controlled and dociled. And to a certain degree, this has occurred. But one of the things that jumped in there, so to speak, was the blue moon. So although they created this calendar to hide something about time, they actually revealed something about time, which was the cycle of the blue moon. The idea that this wave of energy, this 2.5 year or so wave of energy, comes along. And so the blue moon actually has a significance in a Mayan calendar sort of way. And think about it for a moment, all of the connotations that will happen on a blue moon, a month of blue moons. Or you've heard all of these uses of the word blue moon. And it means to have something come up very infrequently or synchronistically in the moment. It was a blue moon event. And so you are in such an event time right now where things that never would happen, happen. And things that you would not even think were possible become possible for a moment, for an instant. And so imagine yourself being aware of that. In other words, someone came along up to you and said, hey, be alert. Something really, really big is going to happen. And you woke up enough to be on the lookout for it. And maybe it's the events being reported from the space science people, or maybe it is the events being reported from the financial grouping people, or maybe it is the events being reported in the food by the food people, maybe it is events being reported in medical. But there are these events that are occurring right now that are very highly unusual blue moon events that, if you can become aware of them, will show you how much change is going on. How much change is going on. And so, without going into details, we want you all to take a moment to maybe look around you. Look in the newspaper, look on the Google and Yahoo pages or whatever, and maybe query your friends, and see if you cannot become aware of some of the events that we are talking about, some of the happenings, some of the ahas that are occurring, because they are these kinds of blue moon events, and they will ripple into the future. Many times there have been these kinds of events. They are called paradigm shifters. They come along and they just shift everything, whether it's Copernicus deciding that the sun-centered universe, or maybe it is fill in the blank. There are many of these kinds of events where you were thinking one way one day and it flipped and you were thinking another way the next because of some event, some understanding. Our vehicle is very interested in what's going on in space. That is one of his areas of interest. And the idea that the comet and the probe that just went by Pluto is rewriting planetary physics. That the ideas of the past, the well-worn cliches, that you're going to find ice balls in these places, that Pluto is an ice ball, and the without any activity, because there's nothing out there that could cause activity. Well, now you're finding out there is. Pluto's a very active world. And the same thing's being found out about this small planet in the asteroid belt, Ceres. What are those lights? What are people discovering about the bright lights on Ceres? And what is the probe that is following this comet finding out? Where's all the ice they said was going to be on this thing? Looks like a pretty dry, deserty place. No ice to be found anywhere. And so their pet ideas are falling away, being seen for the silliness. Same thing could be said in the medical sciences. There's all this belief that they understand certain diseasements, and they really don't. But now there's new information coming out, and diseasements that were once considered fatal are becoming curable. And it has nothing to do with the next generation of pharmaceuticals. It has more to do with a knowing and an understanding of how disease manifests. And the same thing could be said in the food productions. There's this dark act that Monsanto and others are trying to put on the Americans. This is the age of information. This is the age of the internet. Do you really think it matters if you label something when the internet can label it in a moment? Our vehicle is often wondered. All it takes is one place to start labeling. And that information will find itself everywhere else. He is reading a book right now, our vehicle, about quantum mechanics and the quantum computer work out there, and this idea of how you can know something by not actually looking for it. It's very complicated, but this idea that particles, when they separate, are somehow connected. So when you separate a particle, if you know something about one of the particles, you will know something about the one that's separated from it. And so you don't have to look at the one that's separated from it to know. You look at the one that you can measure. And the same thing would be true here. If food is separated at the border between, say, America and Russia, but the Russians tell us what's in the food, you can infer that into the food that is dark in America. And so this is a futile attempt to keep you ignorant in the age of Aquarius, when knowledge becomes intuitive and as the Bible once said, in this time period, information will increase. You cannot stop that unless you're going to shut down the internet, or you're going to shut down psychic communication. You're going to turn off everyone's pineal gland, which they'd like to do. But even that is being thwarted. And so imagine that this blue moon is one of those periods where all of these kinds of things line up to sort of march you into the next period. It can appear random as all of these planets are moving and moving. It is like this kind of an event with the stars. But all of a sudden, everything lines up, like the conjunction in the dark crystal. And this energy event occurs. That's what's going on here. All of the forces are lining up to empower people, to give them the information and the resources for great change. And so see yourself noticing it. Don't go unconscious at this time. Stay conscious. See yourself being in that flow. See yourself hearing the call, if you will, to in your intuitive nature, to be at the right place at the right time. Be on the right street corner. Be on the right web page or whatever, to find out the thing you need to find out, to find out this blue moon event, because there are many of them. But you will find the one that most resonates with what you are in need of or you are in desire of. Blue moon event. Look for it. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.